Paul, just confirming the same lineup, Hellebuck in goal tonight?
Correct, yep.
Last couple of games, you've had chances, but you've only scored 3 goals, 4. How do you approach that with your team kind of at this point of the season, as you've talked earlier with how hard the games are, you know, going towards the postseason?
Yeah, I don't find our groups is squeezing it yet. Do you get to those stretches when you're not scoring where you start to change your offensive game because it's not working? I haven't found that yet. We had the one, right, where we didn't produce a whole lot against St. Louis, but we had lots of offense in our game against the Rangers, so you just kind of keep moving forward. All the metrics that we look at offensively were very strong. So I don't see you guys changing yet what they're doing. That'll be the first thing that we look for. I mean, we've had some odd man rushes that we're looking past instead of shot, but we've got players here that either are already offensively in tune enough to make the right call 90% of the time or whatever the correct percentage is to do that. And if not, we want them to grow into it. You know, that selection has to be in their hands and in their mind, so we're not barking at guys to start pounding the puck at the net when they think they can make a different play.
Mark's got a couple games under his belt. That line just continuing to kind of grow again to where they were before
They were good. We had Matty Pro on the wing at 8, Prime on 8 chances, 4 none against. That line, their numbers were real good last game. Lots of the zone time starting to come, some of the small area hard plays that they make driving pucks to the net, and it's there. So we'll need it to be here tonight.
Paul, just any update on, I guess, Brendan Lemieux was out there today, and then Lowry, Tanev, Mathias, any updates on them?
Yeah, so Brendan skated today. We're hoping he gets the green light today. We'll see how he comes off the ice. Tanev, Hutchinson, Mathias skated today. I would think that Hutchinson and Tanev are the lead guys to be back first. Mathias would be then next. Lowry's still on the ice, and Mason is still alternate days. That's everybody.
What have you seen from Alex Ovechkin this year in a league that goal scoring isn't easy? He seems to make it look pretty easy and just keeps putting up big numbers. How does he do it? And as he
We wouldn't have the answer to that. Certainly as a coachable skill, because we'd all be doing it. He's just that good. I mean, you can cover him over on that. You can get in that shooting lane, but the number of goals that he scores, there's somebody in the lane just as often as there isn't, and he's by it and just inside the bar. He's that kind of player. You got to stay out of the penalty box against Washington to take away a weapon. And then the quiet thing, I think, is just to bury Trotz's team. They're not going to give you a whole lot. They're gonna play well enough defensively, which is what we're building here. Play well enough defensively that the offense eventually puts you over the top, but they don't cheat for it.
Patrick Laine has made no secret of the fact that Alex Ovechkin's a player he's tried to model himself. Do you see, as he's in his second year, do you see many similarities between Patrick and Ovechkin?
There would be, over Ovechkin's time in the league, there's just a number of times you've wondered how he made that shot, and that's the same with Patty, right? How does he beat a guy from there when it's clean? He sees it coming. So it's a undefinable release. You're not sure when it's coming off. You can't understand how it can come off that hard, and it's so darn accurate. Very similar in the results of how they shoot the puck.
Since Trouba went down, Paul, how pleased have you been with Myers and Morrissey?
Yeah, our back end's been good. We didn't like our St. Louis game. So that's the fly in the ointment here between what they've done. And other than that, they've been really, really good. There's been a real theme. Possibly our scoring's come down a little bit. But from our 5-day break, defensively, we've been darn good. And that's a forward and a D grouping together. We've had good goaltending for sure. But we were going to put 6 NHL defensemen on the ice with Trouba out. So we like the way our back end shakes out.
Public has an impact in a lot of areas in the game, obviously, but this is his longest stretch without a goal, and obviously no one's harder on him than himself. But what have you seen from it? Obviously, last game, 6 shots, 12 attempts. You think feel like it's just a matter of time, or is he pushing too hard?
It's a matter of time. It gets lumped in with a bunch of time he played at center with some really young players, and there wasn't as much offense for them to be had. I think he may have gifted a goal on one play to a young player that was probably his. He's not overly concerned about that. He's not a numbers guy like that. He's going to score goals. And if he doesn't, he's going to rack up assists, so somebody's pretty happy playing with him.